Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy.
wedding day, you're going to sing that. Can you see what the Lord has done? When you walk into that property,
can you see what the Lord has done?
When that healing happens,
what we've been praying for, He has brought to pass. Can you see what the Lord has done?
My eyes have seen.
what we waited for. take the stage, Lord, and have your way. I'm just a vessel and nothing more. And when you're done, please take the glory. I'm satisfied just to see you glorified. Take the stage, Lord, and have your way. I'm your vessel, Lord, and nothing more. And when you're take your place. Sing through me. Speak through me. Blow through me. And preach through me. That your name be glorified. That the name of Jesus alone be lifted high. Amen. Jesus, we bless your name, hallelujah. We adore you, Almighty God. We say thank you, thank you, thank you. We praise your name, hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Broboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We welcome each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we praise you. We worship you. And Lord, we glorify your holy name. Your name, O God, is worthy of praise and worthy of glory and worthy of honor. We bless your name. Hallelujah. watch over us as we slept through the night. Lord, we say thank you. Thank you for the breath that we breathe that is yours. Thank you for your faithfulness. Even when we are not faithful, Lord, you are faithful. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you, Lord, for your mercies that are new every morning. Oh, God, we bless you. We thank you. We praise your glorious and your holy name. Lord, we magnify you. And so, Lord, this morning is just a morning, just an every morning to let you know how much that we love you, how much we care for you. Oh, my God. Jesus, you are a wonder. Praise you. So, Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And, Lord, we ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our nieces and our nephews. Lord, be merciful unto us. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And Lord, we cry out for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our siblings. Have mercy upon our nieces and our nephews. Lord, be merciful unto us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, omission, and commission. Be merciful, O God, in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us. Father God, we thank you for your mercy in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We release the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. Hallelujah. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood that give us strength from day to day. The blood of Jesus. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, O God. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Oh, God, the blood of Jesus. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Lord, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for the blood. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Oh, Riyama Sanderiya Kuriyama Seteriya Kuru, blood of Jesus. Oh, Riyama Seteriya Kuru Masin. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, O God, in the name of Jesus. We put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, O God. We put the armor on our children. We put the armor on our grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Oh God, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around each and every one of us, oh God, and the glory, the glory, the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around us, oh God, and the glory within us, oh God. Father God, we ask you to be a wall of fire around our children. Be a wall of fire around our grandchildren. Be a wall of fire, oh God, around us, oh God, and the glory, and the glory, and the glory within us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you, oh God. We bless your name. Hallelujah, my son, Deriako. Hallelujah, Ramase, Deriako, Ramase, Deriako, Ramase. Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness. Thank you, Jesus, for your grace. Thank you, Jesus, for your mercy. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Ramase, Deriako, Ramase, Deriako, Ramase. Hallelujah, we bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah, we honor you, Jesus. Hallelujah, we adore you, oh God. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, oh God. Thank you for your loving kindness, oh God. We bless your name, hallelujah. We praise you, oh God. We worship you, we bless you. We praise you, oh God. There is no one like you, O God. You are the King of kings. You are the Lord of lords. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are the Rose of Sharon. You are the Lily of the Valley. You are the bright and morning star, O God Almighty. We praise you. We worship you, O God. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness, O God. Father God, we ask then your holy angels to minister to us, to be with us, guiding us, protecting us, and doing your biddings in our lives, O God. In the name of Jesus, let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in us as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus, how great is our God. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. For in your presence, there is fullness of joy. And so, Lord, we thank you for the fullness of joy that we have when we are in your presence, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, that you lead us and you guide us into all truth. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. How great is our God. Hallelujah. Ramosederia coromasederi. Yekeremosotoria coromasederia coromase. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We bless your name. Hallelujah. We give you glory. So, Father, this morning we pray for fresh oil. We pray for a fresh anointing, O God, not the anointing from yesterday, but fresh oil, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, fresh oil, pour your oil upon us, O God. Let this day be a day of new beginnings, O God. Lord, teach us how to love as you love. Teach us how to forgive as you forgive. Teach us how to walk in your ways and do what is right in your sight, O God. Teach us, oh God, we need you every minute. We need you every hour. We need you, Jesus. Teach us, oh God. Help us in our walk with you in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we are totally dependent upon you, oh God. We need you every second. We need you every hour. Oh, God, we need you. We bless your name. We say thank you, Jesus. We praise you, oh God. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. How great is our God. How great is our God. How great is our God. We thank you, Lord. We praise your name. I ask you, Lord, this morning to bless each and every one under the sound of my voice. Father God, you know what each and every one stand in need of individually, oh God. You know us by name, and you know us by nature, oh God. And so, Father, we ask you, oh God, I've asked you, the Lord, to touch each and every one of us this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in us as it is in heaven. And so, Father, as we come to this a beautiful, beautiful morning, filled with your presence, filled with your glory, we surrender to you. Thank you, Lord. Have your way in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Psalm 23. I'm going to read. We're going to say it slowly, and then I'm going to just look at it a little bit and take our Holy Communion in the name of Jesus. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness. For his name's sake. Yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise his name. We worship him. So as we look at we started this whole week. It's just so hard to move from one scripture to the next. But I want you to look at, we talk about the Lord is my shepherd, we talk about I shall not want. We shouldn't have any, when we lack in our lives. We ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Hallelujah. I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not one. Hallelujah. Now, one of the things that we should look at when we look at I shall not one. Hallelujah. When you're in the kingdom of God and you have allowed him to be your shepherd, the reason you will not want things because you will do all he asks us to do according to his will, plan, and purpose. It's best to be in the will of God when you're on the, it's just like your children in your home, and if they're not 18 years old, you are totally responsible to take care of them. That's exactly, even more than that, you can only take care of the physical, but you see, God takes care of every need, spiritual, emotional. He takes care of total needs. But if you cannot be in your parents' house doing what you want to do, now when they ask you to do this, you don't do that. You just dare and you expect for them to just think you want, and you in their house, I'm giving you an example, and you're under the age of 18, and you still are under that age, and you want to do anything you want to do, you will not get anything. If basically your parents, after a while, they will kick you out. First of all, they will keep talking to you about stuff and talking and talking. And if you do listen, they will kick you out. Because they pay the rent, they buy the food, they're taking care of you. And you go to school, you don't do well in school. They will have, the parents have patience. After a while, it says, since you want to be on your own, you have to go out. You cannot be, and your parents are very, I'm talking about the good parents, they have patience. But God is an all-patient God. You cannot be in the house of God and you're just there. You're not doing what he's asked you to do. Amen? You're just there. That's freeloading. Okay, where God said he will bless me, he will do this, he will do that. I just got to ask you, taking advantage of God. Okay? You're taking his grace for granted. You're taking advantage because you're just in the house. There's no contribution to housework. There's no contribution. I'm just giving an example. You're doing nothing. You're freeloading on God. Gracious, and he's merciful. Now, let me ask you, sir, how would you like if your children, when they were young, free, when they become, I'm not even talking about when they're babies, because I'm talking about when they're at a certain age, you tell them to wash dishes, they don't wash dishes. You tell them to do this, they don't do this. And so you're paying their school fees. You're doing this for them. You have the patience. They do anything they want to do. They bring people in your home that they're not supposed to bring in your home. And they just do anything. They do not contribute. They don't do anything in the house. They don't go, when they go to school, they don't make good grades. They just cannot be in this world and just occupy space. You got to be held responsible for your action. How you expect to receive from God when you have not surrendered to God, when you're freeloading on God, freeloading, because all you expect to receive from him, but you don't want to give your sacrifice to him. What is the sacrifice? Yourself. You under his rules, you under his house, but you do your own thing. Just the church. You under, but you've got to do what you want to do. And you're in the house. You're in God's house. And this is not only for the congregants, it's for the under shepherds. You got the under shepherds supposed to be do what? Christ. Be like Christ. And then the under shepherd is just like you got it. Let me break it down. You got a nanny, okay? You have a nanny, and you're going on a trip, and you tell the nanny or the caregiver, take care of this. I'll be back for 2-3 months. That nanny let the children do anything they want to do. That nanny is lazy and sluggish. That nanny, that when the master come, the place is messed up. The nanny said, the master leaves, the shepherd. Jesus leaves, they leave finances. The nanny has run all to the finances. She and the children just the same. They do anything. When we talk about a nanny, we talk about bishops, we talk about apostles, we talk about pastors, we talk about evangelists. Those people that God will leave, we under shepherds, they're under shepherds. The under shepherd and the congregants, they're doing the same thing. No one knows who's leading the other one. The house, Jesus said, you have made my house a house of thieves, not a house of prayer, because everybody doing what they want to do.
There's no accountability. There's no responsibility. And you're doing what you want to do. And the nanny allows you. That means the under shepherd, which is a pastor or who's in charge. So what happens to nobody getting what they want in that place if they want special things? And God will send a special worker comes in and warns, stop doing this. Warns, that's the Holy Spirit, the social worker, down for you all to see. Social worker come in, tell the nanny or tell the parent, look, A, B, C, D, warning. Warning, there's so many warnings coming. What happens? You think God will allow those things to happen that we're praying and asking him for every, oh God, you said you would do this, but we do things the way we want to do it. How many people will even sacrifice to study the word of God? Even if you don't have money, how many times do you take your Bible to read and understand the word of God? How many times do you spend time with God? God is a shepherd, but you don't talk to him. I'm not talking about coming to the prayer line. I'm talking about your personal time. You don't talk to him. You don't know the daily instruction. You don't get intimate with him. You're just doing business as usual, and then you mean that God will just overflow you with blessing. Then you blame everybody. You got to be accountable too. And you, if you're under a leadership like that, with the nanny or the parent doing what they want to do, then you have to make a choice. And you don't want to be there because you want to live for God. Hallelujah. You see, God gave us so many chances. Do you know how it felt when God gave his only begotten son? Jesus, he gave. You cannot receive when you don't give. You cannot receive. You don't give your time. You don't spend time in his presence. You don't follow the rules of the house. You don't do anything. And then you expect for God. How much can you get? Oh, God, God, let me call God today. God, give me this. God, my child is in trouble. God, my husband or my wife is in trouble. Lord, Lord, this again. I want prayer. I need you to intervene. I need you to follow. You can't do nothing for God. You cannot release nothing, nothing, nothing. Because you know what? You don't value him. You take him for nothing. When you don't value him, then you just want to receive. Then you wonder why. Oh, I'm not receiving. I need to go to this place and that place. Because what have you given God? You don't give him yourself, yourself. You're surrendering. Not my will, Lord, but thy will be done. Following his, the laws, the rules of the Bible, his grace is sufficient, hungering and thirsty. But I don't know. I can't read my Bible. I try to pray. Ask the Holy Spirit. I will not leave you comfortless. I will send you the Holy Spirit who will lead you, teach you, guide you. Holy Spirit, I surrender to you. I've been trying to read my Bible. I cannot read it. I'm distracted. Holy Spirit, I've been trying to pray. I can't pray. I'm distracted. Ask the Holy Spirit, help me. Help me. Come before him naked as you are. Tell him. Let him know. He already knows, but you got to say, look, I don't want to live this way. Total surrender to him. Totally surrendering to him. What do you do? You know, we want to receive. I want this. But let's be for real. Can a man rob God? Yes, he can. Because all we do is just take and take and take. And we don't give our time. We don't want to. We just want.
want to be like God, to be. Answer my prayer. Stop my child. Do this. Do that. Do that. Do that. And this is how. So what will you do if your child keeps doing that to you? Or you, and your parent, you will feel used and abused. And after a while, you will get silent. And that's how God surprises you. It's so silent. He doesn't even answer us. Jennifer, because we really do love him from the bottom of our heart. We want what we can get from him. We prostitute the gospel. What can I get from him? All I need is to pray to God. Or we depend on grandmother prayers, or great-grandmother prayers, and we do anything we want to do. My brothers and sisters, if you're in that category, yes, you will have you shall want, because the Lord is not your shepherd. And because he is not your, even though you say it with your mouth, he's still not your shepherd. You confess it with your mouth. You can decree, declare, and prophesy. If your heart is not right, that prophetic, those prophetic words, nothing, nothing, nothing. You can say it over and over and over. You will not receive the fullness of the blessings of God. You will not receive the covenant blessing of God. You can send, I sent $1,000. I paid for this. You can, God don't want your money. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. He wants your heart. And this is why he wants your heart, not your money, your heart. He wants you to totally surrender to him. He wants you to spend time with him. He wants a most intimate relationship. Let me tell you a secret. When you spend a lot of time with God, he shows you the way ahead of time. When you spend a lot of time with God, you learn how to discern. When you spend a lot of time with God and do his will, you've just got a thing of thought, and he answers. God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Don't want, and you don't give. Give yourself. So that means this scripture does not work. Oh, but Father, I said it. If he gives you, it's because of his grace. I don't think it will just keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on. I remember a couple of years ago when my son was giving me a lot of trouble. Praise God, he's doing good by God's grace. And every time I would pray and pray, I was not a minister. I was not an apostle. I was just a regular prayer person. And I wish I love it. And I would pray for myself. God, special grace been on me for a year, since I was born, his grace. He always answered my prayer. So when I would pray for my son, different things would escape him. When I pray for my son, miraculously court cases would be dropped. When I pray for my son, when he's supposed to get in trouble, God would just keep covering. And the Lord said, oh, no, he's taking advantage. So I told him, I said, you cannot keep taking advantage. He used to tell people, I'm not worried. My mom would pray. And you should, he got out of more than 20, a lot of things because of prayers. I would get into deep prayers. I was telling you, you can't do take that for granted, and you can do anything, and your mommy prayer will cover you. God wants you. And finally, even with all the prayers, even then, God gave me a warning, because see, God is merciful. He told me, gave me some instruction. And then he said, don't do this. One or two things is going to happen. The Lord said, don't do A, B, C. Oh, he refused to listen, and he got arrested, and the rest of it is history. Thank God he's out, but he because he was hard-headed, he was not listening. He took God's grace for granted. Many times we take the, oh, God always answers me, I just need to fast and pray. I just need to do this. I just need to do the God wants your heart. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you and we thank you for your word as we get ready to take the communion. Forgive us, O God, for not giving our hearts to you. Forgive us, O God, for not doing your will, O God. Forgive us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy, O God. Forgive us as from all unrighteousness. Forgive us, O God. Have mercy. We want to rededicate our lives to you, Lord. And we ask the Holy Spirit to help us to grow in you, Christ Jesus, to have a deeper and deeper relationship with you. Oh God, you are faithful and just, so forgive us and cleanse us, oh God, from all unrighteousness. So Father, as we take this holy sacrament this morning, we rededicate our lives to you in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your loving kindness. We bless your name. For you are great. And there is no one greater than you. So, Lord, I ask you to breathe on the Holy Communion from the natural to the supernatural in the name of Jesus. Father, breathe. Breathe on it. Breathe on the Holy Sacrament. Breathe on the Holy Communion in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we praise you. Father God, let your kingdom come in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you. That the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. You may partake of your crackers or your bread that represents the body of Christ. After the same manner, he also took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another and hunger. Let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation, and the rest will I set in order when I come. Father, we thank you for the benefits of the Holy Communion. We thank you, Lord, that you have allowed us, given us another day to turn our lives around and rededicate our lives to you. We thank you, Lord, for this new beginning, this new season. We pray that the Holy Spirit will continue to guide us and lead us and direct us. And even when we step forward, when we repent, oh God, forgive us for taking your grace for granted. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. So we claim all the unlimited breakthroughs and benefits in the Holy Communion. We invoke the covenant that is in the blood of Jesus over our lives and every area of our lives. We cover our children with the blood of Jesus, our grandchildren, our spouses, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, this day, oh God, release your blessings, your Sabbath blessings, oh God, on this special day, resting in you, resting and trusting in you totally and completely. Let your kingdom come in us. Let your will be done, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask you to bless our offerings in the name of Jesus. We pray for divine multiplication, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we thank you for providing the offering to give, oh God. If you didn't give us strength to work, if you didn't give us the job to do, will not have offering to give, oh God. Everything comes from you. And so, Lord, we thank you for the strength. We thank you for good health to be able to work. Oh God, we thank you for blessing all the works of our hands. Father God, so your work in your kingdom can be done. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. Oh God, we thank you for 104 multiplication of blessings. And Lord, not only in finances, but Lord, there might be someone needing healing, deliverance, restoration. Father God, that we, the whole covenant we receive in the name of Jesus, protection, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we bless your name. Father, we thank you. We thank you even for those that are releasing their offering. Bless their children. Bless their family right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, even those that do not have, Lord, to give, we ask you to bless them, oh God, also so that they will be able to give, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we bless you for each and every one, including myself and my family and children, husband, family, and children, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. Amen. In the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit, rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have a wonderful, blessed day. We love you. God bless you.